This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. And welcome to another edition of This Day in Sports History. It's January 28th, and on this day in 1958, Dodgers catcher Roy Campanella was severely injured in a car accident. It was the offseason for Major League Baseball, and the Brooklyn Dodgers had just made the move to Los Angeles in advance of the season starting in a couple of months. Spring training was less than a month away. Campanella had been the Dodgers' starting catcher for the past decade, called up the year after Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier, and Campy had been one of the best in the game. He won the National League Most Valuable Player Award 3 times in that span. He led the league in RBIs in his MVP year of 1953, and he cut down 58% of base stealers in his career. But on this night, Campanella had just wrapped up a long day of business at the liquor store and nightclub he owned in Harlem, and he was on his way home to Long Island in his 1957 Chevrolet when he fell asleep and slammed into a telephone pole, and then rolled. The accident broke his neck and compressed his spinal cord, leaving him a quadriplegic. He would never walk again. Understandably, the finality of his career coming to such an abrupt end prematurely, and his prognosis put him in a very dark place. He bitterly asked friends, "Why me?" He started drinking heavily, and it took a toll on his marriage, ending in divorce a few years later. Campy eventually regained movement in his shoulders and his arms and pulled himself out of his misery, becoming an outspoken advocate for disabled people. He raised awareness about those in wheelchairs and the hardships that they faced in everyday life just getting around. When he was playing for the Dodgers, he was always known for his infectious smile, and he kept that as he tried to inspire people who were facing similar situations to him. The Dodgers did their best to take care of him, hiring Campanella as a supervisor of scouting in the East in 1959, and eventually bringing him to Los Angeles to be a community ambassador for the club. Dodgers owner Peter O'Malley said no one had more courage than Roy Campanella. He was the greatest Dodger of them all. He followed Jackie Robinson once again, becoming the second black athlete elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1969. Also on this day, in 1957, American tennis player Shirley Fry beat fellow American Althea Gibson in straight sets to win the Australian singles title, completing the career Grand Slam for her in singles. She would also accomplish the same career Grand Slam in doubles. It was Fry's only Australian win and Gibson's only appearance in the Australian finals. And in 2005, Sammy Sosa was traded from the Chicago Cubs to the Baltimore Orioles. It did not go well. Sosa had spent the previous 13 seasons with the Cubs, but in his final year, the popular Sosa's relationship with the Wrigley fans had soured. In his only season with the O's, he hit .221 with only 14 homers. He was also called before Congress to testify about steroid abuse, failing to convince fans that he had played clean. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.